Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about understanding the test, about recognizing the tests of life and where they're coming from. Some of the tests that we face are from opposition we talked about yesterday. And they're designed to throw us off track, to disrupt our life, to get us to give up. Some of the testing comes from God, designed to reveal areas that we need to work on, areas that we're strong in, areas that we need to grow in our trust and our humility and our service. So today we're going to talk and pray about tested for obedience. Sometimes we need a test of life to reveal how obedient we really are. It's one thing to look at God's word and say to ourselves, yes, I believe God's word, I obey God's word, and well, it's another thing to do it. And so we're looking at 2 Corinthians 2, verse 9, which says, Paul's writing and says, "The reason I wrote you was to see if you would stand the test and be obedient in everything." Sometimes we need those subtle reminders. Sometimes we need those not so subtle reminders that we're off track, that we've not fully obeyed. And so we have Scripture. Paul wrote to the Corinthians and to us. It says, one of the reasons that I'm writing is it's a test. A self-test, a self-examination for the most part. But are you doing what I've said? And it's not, are we being obedient to Paul? But are we being obedient to God and His Word? A friend of mine used to talk about our acceptable level of disobedience. How most of us, well, we like to think we obey, but we give ourselves, well, the benefit of the doubt. One of the greatest, most common examples, the most relatable for most of us, is the speed limits. Those little rectangular signs with numbers on them alongside the roadway that, in theory, you're breaking the law if you're driving faster than what those numbers say. But generally, we say, well, there's a 5-mile-per-hour cushion or a 10-mile-per-hour cushion, or we create our own acceptable level of disobedience. Some of it is through myth, stories. We've heard, an officer once told me, and the reasons go on and on as to why we believe there's wiggle room. In fact, there's times and places where I've driven where they actually post signs to indicate that this speed limit is, well, this one's enforced to the letter of the law. But how about life in general? It's not that we ought to become legalists. That's a dangerous thing. But we ought to want to obey. I've shared that before. I says, I remember as a child learning obedience because I did not like discipline. And I obeyed my parents because I didn't want to face the consequences. But as I grew and matured and have mostly become an adult now, I obey my parents. It's not that they request much of me, but I want to. I want to please them. I want to do the things that would honor them, that would be what they want. And as we grow in Christ, we learn that we can gaze into His Word and test our obedience. When He says that we ought to love one another, we often like the reason that Jesus told the parable of the Good Samaritan, we're often like the man who wants to justify himself. And so we ask, who is my neighbor? Who are the one another's? And Jesus says, well, the one another, the neighbor, ought to be us. And we ought to show mercy. We ought to do good. We ought to be kind. We gaze into God's Word and we discover that not only do we love one another, we serve one another, we submit to one another. We consider others to be better than ourselves. The list can go on and on, and again, it's not a checklist, it's a test. And so we gaze into God's Word and we read the writings of, well, really of God's Spirit. God says that that all Scripture is God-breathed. It came as the Spirit led the hand of man, the writings that were put down. And it tests our level of obedience. And as our level of obedience is tested, we discover whether we want to obey or whether we don't. And sometimes when our disobedience is revealed, it also reveals our lack of desire to obey. Other times when our disobedience is revealed, it creates a sorrow that reveals also a desire to be more obedient than what we are. And so we read, we study, we meditate upon the Word of God. We take the test. Not to beat ourselves up with, not to beat up someone else with, but to learn, to grow, to mature. And together, we grow in obedience. And as we grow in obedience, our life more clearly reflects Jesus so that we can lift Him up. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us the tools that we need in order to know how we ought to live. You've given us Your Word, Your Spirit, the counsel of others, and You've given us Scripture to test our obedience, that we can see what Your good and perfect will is. And Father, sometimes we struggle, because even when we gaze into Your Word and we understand parts of Your will, we don't want to do it. It's difficult. It's uncomfortable. It's not natural. We have a whole list of reasons as to why we don't want to and why even we don't think we ought to. But God, may Your Word test our obedience in a way that strengthens our desire to obey. And Father, may we not be so concerned about the obedience of others, but focused on our own obedience. Not to win Your favor, not to earn salvation, but to express our love. And Father, as we express our love through our obedience, may Jesus be seen as the one who has extended grace and mercy and comfort and care. Father, today, as we're tested, and we discover those areas that we need to work on. And with the help of our brothers and sisters in Christ, with the help of Your Word, with the help of Your Spirit, may we work on those areas. And then may the work that You accomplish in us be such that we lift up Jesus by our obedience. so that in lifting him up, many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.